This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The biggest news in sports yesterday was the fact that the Lakers went down to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, 4-1, brutal.
And here's the thing, you know, Dante DiVincenzo and Julius Randle are moving on to the second round. And all I know is that the pressure just, that just ramps up the pressure even more on the Knicks. It also goes to show you that, and I'm not saying that Dallas did the right thing, but it kind of takes some of the, I guess, the criticism of the Luka Doncic trade away from Dallas a little bit, because they got wiped out, and they got wiped out on their floor.
Yeah, I mean, it was bad. I do think that the totality of Luka's career in L.A. is what's going to be the be-all, end-all. But you're right. As far, like, if this team, if the Lakers had gone on to an NBA Finals appearance, then, yeah, that thing would have gotten even worse. So, yeah, a little tiny bit of heat off of Nico Harrison, but obviously the Mavericks are nowhere to be found right now. But, yeah, this was an ugly one. I feel like Luka kind of got the criticism of him not so great. I mean, not so much. It was more LeBron and J.J. Redick that were getting it this time around.
All I can tell you is that if you're Dallas and you made that trade and this happens to the Lakers in the first round, you know, especially they played better when Luka got there, by the way, too. They really made themselves relevant, which is a credit to those guys in fitting in with each other. But getting housed by the Timberwolves in a situation like this, I mean, that is it says a lot about the trade from Dallas. There was a reason why they wanted to trade him.
It says a lot about the trade just because they lost in the first round.
You got to understand that Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving both got hurt, so we don't know how that would have worked out. We have no idea.
But that's the part of it is, like, you know, Kyrie Irving's had knee problems throughout his entire career, and Anthony Davis is never healthy. So when you trade for a guy who's never healthy and then he gets hurt, you can't use the excuse that he got hurt, right? Because he always gets hurt.
One thing, Luka Doncic and LeBron James didn't get hurt, and they didn't win.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know what it is about you and Luka that you really want him to be like a fat, drunk loser. There's something about him that you really don't like.
I never said
he drank himself into oblivion. You just really wanted that trade.
I'm just telling you, you want to be right about this thing, and I don't know why. I'm just trying to tell you.
It's a weird one to me.
I'm just trying to tell you internally what the hell was going on at Dallas.
How do we know?
Well, because you could read between the lines.
So you're telling me that Nico Harrison is a good GM and that was a mistake on his part? He did the right thing?
Only time will tell whether it's a mistake, but I think this is a feather in his cap right now. I definitely do. And by the way, okay, you know, even you said it before me. You said he looked pudgy.
No, I didn't.
He said something like he looked chunky or something.
No. Well, I never said that. I said pudgy about Jackson Dart. Luka, I've always been a Luka guy. And Luka took them to the finals last year. They slapped this team together. I mean, I think every single Dallas Mavericks fan would take him back in a heartbeat. This is a business, and they're canceling season tickets. The entire organization is upside down. Nico Harrison got criticized for, like, holding secret media sessions and then started talking, and then he was talking in circles. It's a disaster over there. So this
you
might be
you don't
a
think
tiny
it's a disaster
bit
in Los Angeles right now.
No, I think it's they're out, but it's not a disaster like where the Mavericks are.
Just because the Mavericks had two major injuries, so I don't know what to tell you. That's like what happened with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. He got here.
So you're predicting that the Mavericks, if they were healthy, they would have gone to the NBA Finals. And they would have won a round. We
maybe,
don't know that.
Maybe.
Why do you want that trade what is it about this thing that you're so hyper focused on that you feel like you have to be right about it? Because it's strange to me.
Because
you
I think
keep coming back to it. It's a trade from Dallas and LA. Who gives two craps
but
at this point?
It's
what
it's,
First Take does, not what we do.
I know that, but it's big money, it's business. It's interpersonal relationships.
Yeah, and they blew it because their fan base hates them now.
So that's big money. That's business. They're canceling all season tickets. I mean, it's. I mean, just because, you know, and then you say, well, they got hurt. Okay, well, you brought in Kyrie Irving, who's got knees of a 50-year-old, and Anthony Davis, who plays occasionally.
And by the way, Kyrie Irving was playing great for the Mavericks.
Yeah, and okay.
Until he blew out his Achilles.
Yeah, you know who's playing great with? Luka Doncic, and they went to the finals last year. And they traded that guy for a guy who always gets hurt, and then they got hurt.
As opposed to investing $345 million in somebody that they didn't think that they could count on.
Okay, they didn't think that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right, and they also made a trade with one particular team and didn't make him available anywhere else, which was, from all accounts, no matter who you are, you evaluate that and say that that was stupid.
But again, you know what the Lakers actually show you is just how important it is to have people that can play together, understand how to play off of each other, and, you know, not be, I don't want to say selfish, that's probably the wrong word, but they just, you know, LeBron is not what he was 10 years ago. We all know that. I mean, he's a freak of nature. He's a great player, but he's just not what he was 10 years ago. They got wiped out by the Timberwolves.
They did.
Wiped out!
Yeah, four games to one. That happened.
At least I can point to the Mavericks and say they had injuries. That's why they didn't make it. These guys didn't have injuries.
Yeah, once again, I don't know what it is. You really want to be right about this thing. Like, so much so that it's almost like I love you to death. I'm confused about this one.
Do you know how much money this trade cost?
No. I'm asking you, though. Like, I don't want to talk about the topic anymore. I'm asking you, why are you so hyper-focused
because
on this?
Because I'm fascinated by the amount of money that this is costing Luka Doncic.
Okay.
He had the world by the, you know what, in Dallas, was going to get a $345 million extension in a no-tax state. And out of the blue, in the middle of the night, they traded him to the highest tax state. And he cannot receive the Supermax that he would have gotten from Dallas. I mean, it's amazing how much money it's costing Luka Doncic. That's the thing that I'm really, really, I mean, it just blew me away.
Well, we should start a GoFundMe for him because I think that he probably needs it. You know, with the career earnings here, let's take a look.
The career earnings, and nobody really
lost
cares.
All this money.
But I'm just telling you, he had a chance to make so much more money. And by trading him, they cost him probably between $130 and $150 million.
Okay.
That's insane.
Yeah. Well, he'll make it up somehow.
Yeah, Vlad Guerrero got what? How much? $500 million up front or something? What did Toronto give him?
$500 million.
Right, up front, guaranteed, and this way the Canadian and Toronto taxes are not involved.
Yeah, so let's see. By the end of this current contract in 2026, Luka will be $247 million.
He could have gotten a $345 million extension.
Yeah, and he didn't get it, but I still think he's okay.
I'm always fascinated by the business of sports, as well as the interpersonal relationships that lead to a trade like this.
So that was a good business move by the Mavericks?
Only time will tell, but initially the returns on that within their own house are not good.
Yeah.
I will admit that. I totally admit that. But I also know that for some reason, they royally screwed him. Okay. For some reason. And I don't know what that reason is. Why would a team do it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
that's the part that fascinates me.
They thought that they were going to go in a different direction, make a trade, and maybe they didn't believe, even though they took him to the finals last year. I mean, they did go to the NBA finals.
Something happened.
Yeah, okay. Well, they moved on from him. He's on the Lakers now, and now they're out. But
they got blasted.
Okay. But, I mean, I still think every Maverick fan would take Luka Doncic back right now. And they would.
What are the chances that the Knicks and Timberwolves could be meeting the championships?
Zero.
Okay. That would be amazing.
0% chance. Yeah, and if they did meet in the finals, we'd open up with Luka Doncic, I'm sure, because you can't get off it. Knicks game one finals. Hey, I just want to go back to all the money that Luka was.
The reason I'm talking about Luka Doncic this morning is because they got housed.
Yeah, I know.
They got housed.
No, the reason you're talking
and
about
they got
is
housed because by Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo and Ant-Man.
Yeah. I mean,
and Rudy Gobert. They got housed.
Right. They certainly did. The LA Lakers, and the Lakers are one of those teams.
In their building, they got housed.
Yeah, they did. I mean,
hey, all those celebrities there. Come on, Luka!